One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is a story of tragedy, a very fast bicycle, bad timing, and a pedestrian. It was the spring of 1988. I was a sophomore at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. I had a part-time job as a bowling pin setter. I worked in the bowling alley and in the pool hall, and I like to say that I was a bowling machine mechanic, but I was not. I mostly just reset pins and took care of the machines. I lived a little bit off campus, and I rode my bicycle to work every day. I grew up on bicycles. I've had many different types of bicycles. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm into bikes. I didn't own a car until I was 33 years old, and I just love the idea of bicycling. So I was on my way to work one day, and I was moving at a very high rate of speed. I had this road bicycle, and I believe I only had it for about 1 year because this story ends in the bicycle just being demolished in a very real, real way. The reason I was riding so fast was because just a few days earlier, my boss at work had reminded me that I tend to be a few minutes late often, and he would like to see me actually be a few minutes early. Well, for whatever reason, I was running late again, and I barely had enough time to get there. I was barely going to make it, but I had to bike incredibly fast. And this was a very fast road bicycle. Now, keep in mind, I do not have two hands. I'm missing my left hand. Therefore, the front brake I don't have access to. Mostly just use the back brake. And I had an artificial arm at the time, an artificial hook. I had it on the bike, and I was going faster than I have ever gone on this bicycle, and I was trying to get to work on time. I was in the tuck position, speed was rolling, hair was flapping. I was just cruising through campus. The Student Union building is basically in the middle of campus, and I had to rip right through campus down the main road, and it had a number of S-turns in it before it got to the Student Union building and my place of employment. I have a lot of great college buddies from Indiana University, and some of them remember this story. I can't quite remember if they do or not, but I'm sure my very good friends Eric and Sean remember this, or maybe they don't. It doesn't matter, because I have never forgotten this experience, the time that I slammed into a pedestrian on my bicycle at what I consider light speed, pretty much. I mean, I was going so fast, and I was ripping through campus, and I remember thinking to myself, I am so glad right now the bell has not rung to end classes, because there would be people in the streets everywhere. And I was just so happy that I really didn't see anyone. It just seemed very open. There were no pedestrians. There was nothing going on. There was only me. A blur, a blaze, ripping through the center of campus down the main road. And I tell you what, I was flying. I was impressed with myself at how fast I was actually going. Now, I'm coming in into the last couple of S-turns, and I am pushing my comfort zone with the speed that I have. And as I mentioned, I was glad that there was nobody out on the roads. And then as I came around this maybe third to the last turn, I'm actually turning left. And there's a couple more extreme S-turns. And I just notice by one of the main campus buildings, there is a very large truck. It looks like a maybe UPS truck or delivery truck of some sort. But it was fairly large truck, and it was parked illegally in a very awkward location, which made my next turn to the right blind. I just remember it was a blind turn, and everything is happening so fast. I don't really have a lot of time to negotiate things. I just remember coming around this bend and looking at that truck thinking, oh, that truck is in a very bad place. Now I'm trying to turn to my right, but I have a lot of forward momentum and I'm barely missing the truck. I just remember coming almost hitting the truck thinking, okay, I am going maybe just a little bit too fast, but nonetheless, here I am. And out of nowhere, mind you, this is now a blind turn. It's a blind curve. The truck is illegally parked. And I took note of that. I thought, oh, that truck is in a very bad spot. And as soon as my front wheel got past the front of the truck, a pedestrian decided that jaywalking at this time was a good time to be jaywalking from out behind this trunk. The crosswalk is not that far away. The crosswalk is actually maybe 2.5-3 feet to her left. So she's walking. She's not even in the crosswalk. She is technically jaywalking. She came out from behind this illegally parked truck. I mean, there were so many variables going bad. There's me moving at the speed of light. There's this girl that decides to not use the crosswalk, but just walk out from behind this illegally parked truck. And I thought to myself, you know, I thought if anybody comes out from that truck, that's not going to be a good moment. And I'll tell you what, she probably left class early. Maybe she wanted to beat the rush of students and try to get out. Maybe she's got a class across campus. She doesn't want to waste a lot of time. She left maybe 2 minutes early, thought, oh, shouldn't be any problem. I'll get ahead of the game. And I only say this because she took 2 full steps out into the street from behind said illegally parked truck and not in the crosswalk. Okay, not in the crosswalk. And she took 2 full steps before she decided to look into the road. Now, this is when the story gets good, because I barely passed the front of the truck when she walked out and took 2 full steps. And mind you, I am going incredibly fast. So by the time that she took her 2nd full step, and she probably thought to herself, you know, I should look to see if there's anyone coming. She looked to her right, and I am flying at her at an incredible rate of speed. Can I say warp factor 8.7? I mean, I was just booking. And she realized 2 things in that moment. 1, she made a major mistake. And 2, she thought that maybe standing still for a second was a good idea. Basically, she just froze. And I could see on her face that she realized she was in a bad moment. I realized I was in a bad moment. What's important to know in that moment was there was not enough time to brake. I mean, that's how little time we had, how close we were. If you've ever been in this situation on a bicycle, there was no time to brake. And I don't have front brakes. I don't have access to my front brakes, which are the best brakes to have to slow down well. If you use them well, the front brake is where it's at. And then, mind you, I don't have 2 hands. I'm wearing a prosthetic arm. My hand is not in a good position. My right hand is not in a good position. So there wasn't really enough time to move it so I could grab the brake. It just, everything was not done well, or everything unfolded in a way that just was not that positive. And she knew in that instance she made a major mistake. And I knew in that moment that if I didn't do something radical, I was going to slam right into this woman at warp factor 8.7. I was just going to, well, basically take her out. So I made the commitment. I committed to the crash. I took one for the team. I just went down. I just went to go down. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, because she froze. So I figure, okay, I don't have any time to brake. I just need to shift my weight and lean as hard as I can to the left. Okay, my left. I went left and I knew I was going down. Road rash galore. I was going to take a major hit because I did not want to hit this woman. And then as soon as I took my turn, she stepped backwards right in front of me. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry to laugh, but it is just slightly ironic. I mean, she froze. So I figure, okay, I got the right of way. I'm going to go down. And I was barely going to miss her, but she just anticipated wrong. She took a chance and she went the wrong way. She stepped right back in front of me for the second time. So she walked out from behind an illegally parked car. Two full steps before looking, then she saw me, I went to go down, she stepped backwards right in front of me, and this part is actually kind of funny, and everything's happening incredibly fast, mind you, everything is happening so fast. She actually tossed her arms up like, oh, I can't believe I just did that, and she knew she was taking the hit, because she actually stepped right in front of me again, and I'll tell you what, all I could do was just bear down a little bit. At that point, it's self-preservation. I mean, I immediately am losing control because I went to go down. I was about to take a major crash and accrue some serious harm to not hit her. But then now she's right there in front of me. So I actually kind of put my shoulder down a little bit, almost like a football tackle. I hate to say it. But at that point, I am in extreme self-preservation. And I made full contact with her. I mean, I hit her full on. There was no grazing. There was no little carom, anything like that. I mean, it was full on 100% impact. And I just slammed right into her. And then for me, everything went black. I know I passed out for a couple seconds. I just remember the next thing I remember is hearing people screaming a little bit. And I just, way back in the memory of this experience, I heard a voice. It was starting to get louder and louder, but I heard this guy screaming, I saw everything. And that's when I kind of came to, and my sternum, my chest hurt so bad because it hit the gooseneck, which is at like a 120 degree angle. It's past 90 degrees. I mean, it's really, oh, my chest hurt for weeks after that. Yeah, because I slammed into her and then also into my bicycle because I came pretty much to a complete stop. She absorbed all of my energy. When I rolled over and took the breath that really hurt, I noticed that she was basically 2.5 feet away from me, three feet away from me. She must have cop some air. When I hit her, she had to fly back a couple feet. She was actually laying in the crosswalk. And then I just looked up and I saw this guy. He was actually skipping. He was so excited to say to us, I saw everything. And he just kind of approached the girl and put his hand under her head. Probably not the best first aid in the world, but he started to lift her up and he said one more time, I saw everything. And I just looked at him and I said, okay, you cannot go anywhere. And then I asked him, where is the truck? Where is the truck that was here? And he said, oh, those guys took off incredibly fast. And that's when I realized they were illegally parked. They were part of a bad scenario. And now here I am. And, you know, I looked over at the girl and she was hyperventilating. My name is Mary. She could barely talk. And then the guy who saw everything, who was holding her head, I could see blood coming from her hand. I'm sure her head hit the ground pretty hard. She looked okay, but I'm sure there was some major, major bruising, if not a broken rib or just something very, very painful. I felt so bad. And I just looked at her and she looked like a wreck. And then I looked over at my bicycle and it was completely bent. The front rim was completely torqued. The handlebars were bent. The frame was slightly tweaked. I mean, it was just unbelievable. The whole situation. And then there, you know, people are starting to gather. I'm asking, where is the truck? What is going on? And then shortly afterwards, the police show up, right? Somebody called the police. Now the police shows up and he's trying to get this report and he's talking to this guy and we're just trying to get all this worked out. And luckily that guy saw everything. He was explaining everything because I'm on the ground, the bike's on the ground, the girl's still on the ground, we're waiting for the ambulance, she's hyperventilating, she's completely in shock. And I can hear the guy who saw everything talking to the cops. He's like, oh, I was actually on the other side of the experience. I saw the woman coming, I could see the bicyclist coming, I could see that their timing meant hardcore impact. And then I saw the illegally parked truck. He's like, there was a truck here. It made the whole curve blind. Those guys took off. I don't know who was in the trucker, but he's like, this guy tried to do everything and nothing worked. He tried to swerve out of the way. She stepped back into him. It just was just a bad, bad, bad scenario. And the police officer took the report. And then he looked over at me and he's like, well, I'm not quite sure what kind of litigation is going to occur for this, but I need your name and telephone number and just wait to hear back from the judge. And then the next thing I know, the ambulance shows up, takes pretty good care of her, and then she's off to the hospital. And then there I am. There I am, walking late to work with a broken bicycle. Yeah, it was so tragic. It was so tragic what happened to that woman. It was so tragic. All of the scenarios that had to unfold to be in the improper place at the perfect time. It was all timing. I mean, it was an astounding bicycling experience. And I've had some terrible bicycle experience. I've almost been killed a bunch of times on my car. I was a devoted bicycle commuter for 10 years, 5 years in Seattle, 5 years in Boise. I've been doored in Seattle. I've had people open up their car doors on me. I mean, that's just brutal. And then once I fell so hard on my bicycle because I actually had a tandem bike brake that could squeeze the front and back brake, and I had the barrel adjuster set a little bit different. So depending on where my weight was would dictate which tire had more braking power. And once I leaned forward a little too much and squeezed the brake too much and I catapulted right over, I hit the ground twice. And then this guy came over to me and he said, yeah, I know that hurt because I saw you bounce twice. I broke my collarbone, my left collarbone, in two spots. I've taken some hard, hard hits. And the hardest hits I've ever taken on a bicycle where I didn't break anything was in the winter, because the bike would just wash out from under me, just slide out from under me, and I'd just go to the ground at lightning speed. Oh, I've taken some major hits, but nothing like what this girl took. It was just a combination of badly timed, perfectly timed moments with very bad variables. I mean, everything was set to go bad, and then the timing, you know, it's such an interesting experience to take it to, like, okay, I'm going down for this person. And then to have her step back right in front of me. Oh, tragic. Such a tragic experience. It is the worst experience I've ever had with a pedestrian on my bicycle. I mean, it's even worse than being doored. I've had many bad experiences on bicycles, angry car drivers, coming close to dying, all kinds of things. But this one by far is the worst because in a very real way, oh, we're almost innocent victims, as bad as that sounds, right? I mean, certainly I was probably going too fast, right? But, you know, she was jaywalking from an illegally parked car. Who parked that van there, you know? And then afterwards, all the research I did, you know, to try to find this lady and then to find her at the hospital. And, you know, we just communicated a little bit. She apologized greatly. I apologized greatly. We felt really bad for one another. And she took a hit. She took a hit. She had a lot of bruised ribs, nothing broken, but she was black and blue, and it was tragic. It was just absolutely tragic. And then me, of course, I got no helmet, no biking gear. I'm just running free in Indiana, just riding this road bike. It's a racing bike. It is so fast. And I paid a fair amount of cash for it. And then I only had it for maybe 9 months because it was pretty much destroyed after this after this accident. And the funny thing is that I had to go to work. Oh, my chest hurt so bad. I couldn't laugh. It's hard to take deep breaths. And, you know, who's at work waiting for me? It's my boss. And the only proof I have that I have a legitimate reason for being late is some information from the police officer. It wasn't a ticket, but it wasn't even a citation. It was just more like a report about what happened and my damaged bicycle. And he just looked at me and then looked at my stuff and just started shaking his head. And all I can say is that that's just one of the most bizarre, tragic, oddball timed pedestrian bicycle experience I've ever had. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.